This podcast is brought to you by You're the Best, a celebration of friendship, a collection of essays about the importance of female friendships in our lives by the Satellite Sisters. It's the perfect thank you gift for all the springtime celebrations, from showers to reunions to Mother's Day. Tell the Satellite Sisters in your life, you're the best. Available at Amazon or wherever books are sold. You are listening to Satellite Sisters. I'm Leanne Dolan in Pasadena, California. I'm here with my sister Julie Dolan in Dallas, Texas. This is our weekly recap of Madam Secretary, the CBS drama. Julie, season two is winding down. This episode was called Ghost Detainees, and we're back in your former homeland, Russia, right?
Yes, I was surprised that we went back to Russia, Leanne, but interesting storyline that they resurrected.
Yes. Well, we knew Russia was a big player earlier in the season. There were a lot of ongoing storylines there. And let's face it, they are sort of the U.S.'s biggest, would you say, rival?
Of course, China is going to crush us, Lane. But for the moment, we're focused on Russia. Yes.
So if you're the Secretary of State, you're concerned about Russia. You've always got one eye on Russia while you're also looking at the whole rest of the world. So, you know, Jewel, this episode, it started off. Oh, there we go. We had the McCord family dressed in their tasteful blues and greens and grays, and they're eating breakfast in their charming Georgetown kitchen, and there's lively banter, and it's all about mom's big speech at the UN, and then they love mocking mom for her love of her horse Buttercup, and, you know, they're talking about the eternal relevance of Hello Kitty. But yes, by the end of the show, Julie, Henry had ratted out his own wife to Amnesty International.
It was really a surprising episode. The amount of tension between Henry and Bess was quite a lot. And Henry was just being so passive aggressive.
Oh my God!
Episode. I wanted to like kill him. I was like, you're married to the Secretary of State. She has very important things to do. And you're like making secret phone calls? Come on.
Yeah. I mean, we called this, Julie, because you remember a couple of months ago or episodes ago in TV land, you know, he got up from a nuclear dirty bomb and like went to work 12 hours later. And we said he is going to suffer from some post-traumatic stress disorder. And that is what's happening. Henry is falling apart. He has had to make some big decisions over the last 2 years or two seasons in TV land about recruiting people and who lives and who dies and making deals with the devil. And now they're coming home to roost. And what is he doing? He is blaming Bess for everything.
I mean, as if she doesn't have enough to worry about. Right.
I know. She's the Secretary of State. I mean, for goodness sake.
He screwed up. Okay. Yeah. So this all centers on the character of Dimitri. You remember him. He was at the Naval College or what, a war college. And he was just your nice Russian officer, just getting some training. And then he was used and manipulated by Henry and then left to die. So, oh yeah. So Henry feels badly. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. He should
feel bad. And he's taken it all out on Bess. Now, in terms of storylines, okay, we do go back to Russia. We got Madam Secretary. She's working on a coalition with the Russians to stop the terrorist group El Shahib.
Okay. That's not going to go anywhere. Can I just tell you that? Okay. Okay, go. Well, that new UN Russian ambassador, he was just so tough. He is just as good as Bess is. That's not going anywhere. But, yeah. But carry on, Leah.
And immediately, like, the Russians wanted all these things. Oh, you want us to join your coalition? Well, do these 100 things and we'll think about it, right? And so even though Bess was talking tough and she had on that grayish suit with the eagle pin, you know, you still got the feeling that Russia was going to get the better of this deal. And then the other storyline that was happening is Henry and his team in the basement there, the West Wing, is working on, you know, the world's most wanted terrorist, this Dinesh guy. Now they have his wife, ha, 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 in custody. Okay. And And yeah. she is, they've done everything they can do to get this wife. They've threatened people. They've, you know, sent in Navy SEALs. They've done it secretly. And now she is not talking. She is not talking one sentence. And you know what? I don't blame her.
I mean, why would you? She doesn't know these guys. She was just walking through a tunnel 1 minute, and the next minute, you know, she's in like high security detention in Washington, D.C. She doesn't know who the good guys are and who the bad guys are.
And she's still really scared of her father, who's going to kill her no matter where she is in the world, and forced her to marry the terrorist. So I don't blame all those people for I don't blame her for not saying one thing. I wouldn't say it must be very confusing to all of a sudden go from Libya to Washington, D.C. Very confusing. But the two storylines sort of intertwine because this coalition that Bess is doing involves some dealing with the Russians. And then Henry gets word that this Dmitry Petrov, who we sold up the river, his sister is back from her cancer treatments and she's been arrested. And now Henry wants to pay for her help. He wants to pay for her lawyer. He wants to get her out of there. He doesn't understand why Bess's, you know, coalition to stop the world's worst terrorist group is more important than his tiny, tiny personal need.
I think that's exactly what it was, Lane. Tiny, tiny personal need. If we were the marriage counselors for Henry and Bess, it would all be on Henry. He has made this mess and now he's trying to pin it on Bess. It's not fair.
And even Bess keeps saying, I'm going to get to it, but I have this giant coalition to do. Hey, I spoke at the UN today, by the by.
I love that scene. Can we just stop to say that was great? They really did film it at the UN, and she's very credible when she gives those speeches.
She really is. I mean, we should send her in. I don't know what we're hesitating for. Maybe the next president we'll tap her for an important role.
The way this election goes, right. I think she would be a very credible candidate for Secretary of State.
Oh, that would be awesome.
It would be awesome.
Then it would be more like a mockumentary than a drama.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Yeah. She could totally stand in should somebody not feel well one day.
Right.
She could totally do it. Exactly. She looks good. She looked good. I wasn't sure about the length of that skirt she wore to the UN, but other than that, I like the eagle pin and the grege. But, you know, frankly, Henry is just kind of unsexy as he snaps at Bess over and over again.
Yeah. I mean, he's not being supportive. He's just being selfish. He's just driven by his own demons. And they're quite substantial.
All right. In the middle of the show, we do get some excellent DC speak. I actually looked up one of these things. I didn't know what it was. They were talking about getting more information out of the terrorist wife, and they couldn't get anything out of her. And Jane says, you know, I've tried everything. And they're like, did you try the shark technique? So I can't find on the CIA's list of banned interrogation techniques, the shark technique is not on there. So I don't know. Is that just playing the music from Jaws over and over again until somebody cracks? I don't know what that is.
I don't know, but we have to find out, Leanne. And it wasn't readily available. That's surprising.
It was not.
That secret interrogation tactics wouldn't be available within like a click on Google.
Okay. And then they talked a lot about the human cost, capital H, capital C, you know, in terms of what Bess was doing versus the tiny, tiny thing that Henry wanted done.
Yeah.
The human cost. So we got a lot about that. And at the end, you know, Bess is working. She's doing her best. And she says, listen, Henry, we'll get to Dmitry's sister. We just got to do this giant thing first, and then we'll get to your tiny, tiny thing. But first, I have to go back to my horse farm where I'm going to see my beautiful buttercup, the love of my life. Now, Julie, you and I are not horsey people.
Right.
I think that's fair to say.
Correct.
But we are dog people, and we have lost dogs that we love. So we know how hard that is to put an animal down. But I have to say, I thought that horse looked pretty good. I don't...
It's funny you say that, Leanne, because I was like, that horse doesn't look like he's dying or anything like that.
No.
So, but it was a real tearjerker scene.
It was, actually.
It really was.
Yes.
Saying goodbye to this beloved animal, you know, and they say that about Washington. Your only real friend is in Washington is a dog, or in this case, a horse.
Yeah.
So that was very touching. I liked it.
And it looked like Henry was going to be like the good husband, and he returned and he was supportive, and you know, even though the horse was going down, they were going to make dinner together and have popcorn and a fire. And then Bess gets a call from Daisy, her PR person, who I wish we would see more of, frankly. I wish we would get more of the PR angle of Bess's job, because I think that's an underdeveloped storyline. But and Daisy's like, hey, I just got a call from Amnesty International. They want you to comment on, you know, the release of this Dmitri Petrov's sister. And the source was Dr. Henry McCord. I mean, what the heck? Who calls Amnesty International on their wife, the Secretary of State?
That is such a low blow. I mean, it was just... I mean, it's an outrageous act. I thought Bess was very restrained in her response.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure she wanted to kill him.
I think Henry's going to find Buttercup's head in the bed next to him.
or he's going to have the shark technique. Yeah.
That was not good. Not good, Henry. You need some counseling. You need to get back in that hospital room, and you need to back off your wife, the Secretary of State. Yeah. All right. A couple of wardrobe things we need to discuss. Daisy's workout gear. Did that surprise you that it was so
sparkly?
It was like such an outfit. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, she wants to look good. She always looks good.
She always looks good.
She always, so she's not going to be in like schlumpy workout clothes, Leon, you know?
Apparently
she's
not.
She's going to be high style. If she is in a gym, it's going to be high style because people are looking at her. She has an important job and, you know, she's got a good figure.
She does. I mean, she always wears bright, colorful clothes. That's kind of how they distinguish her. But I just was surprised how outfitty. I mean, I think there was a headband involved, right? It's a headband. It's a grown woman in a headband. Okay. And then, you know, Bess, we bemoaned the fact last week we were not seeing enough bathrobes because now Henry and Bess's pillow talk was happening in the halls of the White House. And so that's no good. But the bathrobe was back this week. You know, she's at the weekend house. She's there apparently one night a year, but she has a full complement of bathrobes. So I was glad to see that nice maroon bathrobe make a comeback.
Yes, I liked it, Leanne. Yes, it looked good as she was in that, you know, multi-million-dollar rustic kitchen. Yep.
I know. Poor Buttercup and poor Bess. And Henry, I think you're going to pay for that phone call to Amnesty International. I mean, that's bad. So,
yeah.
That's bad. All right. Anything else, Julie? Any other
Really enjoyed the polka dots in the final scene, Leanne. I like that sort of layered polka dot shirt she had on. Oh. I thought it was really quite attractive. I've always been a fan of polka dots. And that that really was working for me. It was feminine, but yet powerful.
Okay. That's good. So no, I'm writing it down for some reason. As if I don't know.
Put an exclamation point.
Polka dots. Exclamation point. It is true. I see polka dots in catalogs and I think, I wish I could pull off polka dots, but I couldn't. But Bess can. So, okay. So we had polka dots. We had that. So three episodes left for the season. I know we're going to hear more from Russia. There's going to be more to this storyline. I don't really think Dmitri's dead. Do you?
No, I don't either. Yeah. I think that we got some indication that, you know, that he may be alive.
Right.
So I think that that's possible. Yeah. But I think the tension between Bess and Henry, they're going to work on that for the next couple of episodes. So no more happy lovey-dovey couple, Leon, they're really going to be at each other. But Henry, I think you're going to lose on this one.
Yeah, I think you're going to lose too. I think you're going to lose, Henry. All right. We're the Satellite Sisters. You can check out many of our podcasts at iTunes or at satellitesisters.com. In addition to this, we do weekly shows. We have hundreds of shows up at iTunes. We've been doing this for quite a while now. And we would love to have you join us on the regular Satellite Sisters podcast. All right, Jill, have a great week.
You too, Leanne.
And don't forget, call your Satellite Sister.